to California now, where the glass fire is almost fully contained and thousands of evacuees from communities in the state's North Bay region have now returned home. But many immigrant workers in the Napa Valley say there's another danger. The wildfires have intensified job losses. KQED's Farida Jabala Romero reports.
In early October, when the glass fire was raging, farmworker Carlos Vergara came to this evacuation center at Napa Valley College to see if he could have a place to sleep. He's one of nearly 2,000 fire evacuees Napa County has helped place in hotel rooms rather than shelters due to the pandemic. But Vergara says the hotel told him he had to leave tomorrow, and there's still no electricity or running water at the farmworker center where he lives back in Calistoga. It's one of many challenges right now for Vergara, a longtime vineyard worker. It's harvest season, but jobs have disappeared after wildfires and smoke damaged grapes, he says.
So we have different types of gift cards depending on what the client's needs are. So we have a lot of food gift cards.
In downtown Napa, staff at Up Valley Family Centers channel private donations to help evacuees with gas and groceries.
It's just devastating for the community that it's been one thing after another.
Up Valley's executive director, Jenny Ocon, says the pandemic and now wildfires have dealt a financial blow to workers in two vital industries here, agriculture and hospitality. Many of these workers are undocumented.
And in particular, for our immigrant community that is pretty hard hit because often certain members are not eligible for federal benefits.
People were already struggling to make rent in the area, she says. And then the glass fire destroyed more than 250 homes in Napa County alone.
I do think it will displace some families.
That could spell trouble for restaurants, hotels, wineries, and vineyards that rely on low-wage immigrant workers to be competitive, says Sonoma State University economics professor Robert Eiler.
Once they want to hire workers back, they might find a labor market that doesn't have as much supply as they used to.
Eiler estimates that more than 80% of Napa County's economy is connected in some way to tourism or the wine industry. But if people can't find work here...
Other states are opening more quickly, have fewer COVID cases, have fewer fires affecting their agriculture and their hospitality. People might move on.
He says low-wage workers will need more long-term support to hang on, but the pandemic has shrunk local and state budgets. At the evacuation center, restaurant server Yalitza Garcia says she's lost work hours, so she's applying for rental assistance from the county. But she'll have to wait, she says, because many others have also applied. For Here and Now, I'm Farida Jabala Romero.